Politico says school choice programs have been wildly successful under DeSantis. Now public schools might close. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're starting to bring in a market incentive here. And again, at the beginning, it's just fine. You give people government money and you say, now you can choose how you're going to spend the money. Oh, people like that. And it works at first. But then the government decides it's going to put some conditions, or some future governor decides they're going to put some conditions on there, and they're going to take away your ability to educate your child if you don't comply with those. More importantly, it won't use it with the individual parents. It will say to these charter schools, now we want you to push Common Core or critical race theory or whatever the fad of the day is for their degeneracy and their Marxism. And if that school doesn't do it, that school is not going to be able to get the money. We've seen this over and over again. Why do you have Hillsdale, for example, does not accept any students who have any federal loans? Because it's gotten to the point where the government says, well, if you've got any students who have federal loans, unless you teach them what we tell you to teach them, we're going to not give these students their federal loans. We're going to pull their loans, pull their tuition. And so Hillsdale made the decision, and there's one or two other schools that do that as well. They made the decision, we're not going to be reliant on federal government money because it always comes with strings attached. And they want to ultimately control what we teach, and they do it by this deceptive method. And that's the way it'll work at the local level too. I don't like this whole charter school model. As a matter of fact, when I was involved in the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, and we came up with an idea for how we would get around that. And the idea was that we would offer to people not government money, but it would be kind of the same model that you see for people who donate money to a charity or to a church or something like that, the 501c3 donations and everything, where you recognize that and people can get a tax deduction. And we said, well, let's give people a state tax deduction if they give money to a child for education. And it's not money that is flowing through the government, so the government doesn't get to tell them what they're going to teach religiously or socially or politically or any of that other kind of stuff. Just as they don't get a chance, if somebody writes off a donation to a church, that means that, the church doesn't have to teach what the government wants. Unfortunately, many of them will. They're afraid of losing their 501c3 status because of the Johnson Amendment. The Johnson Amendment is not an amendment to the Constitution abridging the free exercise of religion or freedom of speech. Instead, it was a bluff that was put in there by Lyndon Johnson, where he got the IRS to put in an amendment to their code. Because again, we have regulation without representation. And they put that in there and said, well, you're going to lose your 501c3 tax status. But churches that have challenged that, and the IRS backed down, they directly challenged it. I've talked about this as well. And it was just two or three churches that recorded a sermon, sent it in to the IRS and said, now you do something about it. You threatened people, let's see you do something about it. I want to have a test case. We're going to take this in and see if your regulation can stand up to the First Amendment. And just like Jeff Sessions on drug prohibition of marijuana, they backed off. They backed off. These people are bluffing with all this stuff. And whenever somebody says the Constitution is a dead thing, the Constitution doesn't matter. And I talked about that in an article from a guy out of Australia said that. Well, he's absolutely wrong about that. I've seen Jeff Sessions back off. I've seen the IRS back off when they don't want to challenge the Constitution, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that they swear to is the basis of their authority, and it's foundational. And if you are willing to challenge them on it, they will back off. So the model that we came up with was to say, well, let's allow anyone to get a tax deduction or credit or something like that. And they can do that by donating money to any child. They don't have to be related to the child. Now, you know, you could have the family would register to make sure that if you got a really cute little kid, they don't go out and use the kid to get tremendous amounts of money. Everybody wants to give this kid some money or something. No, you would limit it from that standpoint, but that would be the only control that the government would have in it. Otherwise, they would have no involvement in the content of what was being given, just like they don't and have any involvement in the content of what's being said in these churches, even if they're 501c. These people voluntarily give them, you know, they're afraid of it, they're intimidated by it, but they don't have to be afraid of what they say in church. They can get political in church and not lose their 501c3 thing, and we've got the proof of it. You know, they first did it with just two or three. They did nothing about it, so they did a couple of dozen, then they did several dozen. They did over a period of years, and the IRS never took the bait to challenge it. The districts that are closing in Florida, Duval County Public School District, the sixth largest school district in Florida, the 20th largest school district in the country, is now considering closing different schools due to dramatic dips in enrollment. Another one, Broward County Public Schools, where they had the big shooting. Was it Marjorie Stone, Douglas Stone or something? Parkland, right? Parkland shoot. That was in Broward County. Florida's second largest school district, evaluating plans to close up to 42 campuses over the next few years. The Miami-Dade County has also experienced a substantial decline in enrollment. Of the roughly 68,000 privately enrolled students from 2019 to 2023, more than a third of them came from Duval, Broward, and Miami counties. So that's where the exodus is the biggest. And these really big school board, very bureaucratic, and very leftist in their leanings. One person said, if your product is better, you'll be fine. The problem is they are a relic of the past, as I said, a monopolized system where you only have one option. But when the parents have options, they vote with their feet. I've said before, you know, there's a guy who's very good at, he was an actor who did Thomas Jefferson character, and he worked at Williamsburg, Virginia, Colonial Williamsburg. You know, the place was set up by the Rockefellers, and boy, it has really gone off the rails in terms of political correctness, CRT, and all the rest of this stuff. But we used to like to go, and I would, you know, we would go and we'd see some of things, a lot worse now, but we would go and we'd see some of these things, and it would get me fired up to talk to my kids about real history. So it's very motivating for me to go. And I would sometimes engage them directly, and Jefferson would talk about the Jefferson character, would talk about how the thing that he was most proud of, the real Thomas Jefferson was most proud of, was moving to have religious freedom, to move away from compelling people to attend a particular church, moving that was, you know, affiliated with the state. You know, they would pick one church, and you had to, in many cases, attend that church as well as give money to it. But even in the most enlightened states at the time of Colonial Williamsburg, even if they didn't require your attendance, they required you to pay for it. And I saw a direct analogy to homeschooling. Even if I don't have to attend the state seminary on socialism, I still am required to pay for that religion. And now it's the LGBT stuff as well. And so he said, you know, it's an abomination to force people to pay for something that violates their conscience, that they're opposed to. And so I would always engage him to engage the audience and say, so how is that different if the government were to run schools? How is that any different from the government running the churches, right? Because they're setting up a worldview. It's a part of it, a part of that school. They're telling you what is good, what is bad. It comes with a worldview. It comes with good things to do and bad things to do. And that really is what the issue is. You know, we have compulsory, as long as we've got compulsory funding of these schools, and as long as the money is running through the states, even if it's ultimately going to a private school or going to a charter school, they are still going to pull the strings and tell that school what to teach about the things that are truly important to them. So that is the key issue, I believe. Florida public schools, including Duval County schools, have faced scrutiny for promoting unpopular social causes like critical race theory and barring graduation ceremonies from being held in churches. In February 2023, it's their own religion. February 2023, Duval County had to cancel a survey that asked students as young as 10 years old about their sexual activity and their gender identity at 10. In 2022, five public school boards were flipped by conservatives in Florida. And so, you know, what you see from these people, it begins in kindergarten. And it goes all the way up through college and graduation. I don't know if you've seen this clip or not, but these are people who just graduated from NYU talking about what they majored in. Listen to this.
My name is Jacob, and my concentration is environmental science and sustainable business.
Hi, my name is Lex, and my concentration is the performance of self.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle. My concentration is creative direction, production, and narrative through the arts, performance, and written work.
Hi, my name is Karina Gummis, and my concentration is in journalism and Latin American studies with an emphasis in human rights, collective memory, and political violence.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Lee, and I study the sociology of environmental communication.
Hi, my name is Reed, and I study music business and gender studies.
Hi, my name is Dominique, and I studied care politics with a minor in disability studies.
My name is Elliot Wright, and my concentration is art as a social mechanism.
Hi, I'm Georgia, and my concentration is dramatic writing and theatrical adaptation.
My name is Noah Loyacano, and my concentration is equilibrium or negotiated paradox.
Hi, my name is Sophie Lopez, and my concentration is titled Queering and Decolonizing Theater Practice.
Hi, my name is Maya, and my concentration is journalism, postcolonial studies, and psychoanalysis.
Hi, I'm Eloise. I'm graduating with a concentration in philosophy of science and theater.
My name is Amina, and my concentration is titled The Criminal Mind, which is surrounded on criminology and applied psychology.
Hi, my name is Juliana. My concentration is international business and fashion through sustainable development. Yay!
Is anybody there going to get a job?
I really missed out not going to college.
I know. I told you.
I could have bullied so many people. It would have been great.
It was just a couple of weeks ago, I showed that clip, and they were, I showed the chart. They had it major by major, and they looked at the present value of your college tuition investment. Okay, now this is assuming that Biden doesn't try to buy your votes by forgiving your college debt. but we looked at it, and engineering was the number one. And then at the very bottom were these types of things, art and political science and things like that. They had a negative return on your investment. I mean, you're never going to get the money back that you paid into it. But of course, these people would not understand the terms return on investment or present value of an investment. I'm sure they would not understand that. Yeah, that was, I don't know. I mean, it's just, how do you even evaluate this? How do you even talk to them? I mean, what is truth? Is there any such thing as truth? They don't know about any of that stuff. What a waste. Except it's not a waste. You see, what'll happen is I bet you most of those people wind up getting a job with government. Government's going to be employing more than half of the people, if it isn't already. And those are exactly the types of people that the government wants to put in the bureaucracies to rule over you.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.